Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
It's another huge weekend of nighttime racing action at Los Alamitos. Get ready to cash in on night racing's best bets all weekend long, featuring our popular early and late pick four wagers and the traditional pick six. And remember, we'll add $10,000 of new money to the pick six pool this Sunday night if there isn't a carryover. The pick six promotional pools often reach the $70,000 mark. Our pick six pools have hit historic figures this season, including a record $700,000 total pool on June 7th. And racing fans, make your plans now to join us for more stakes racing action this month. The Claiming Futurity on August 16th, the Sgt. Pepper feature on August 22nd, and the Grade 1 Go Man Go on August 23rd. It's great quarter horse racing action every weekend at Los Alamitos. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos. Our races start shortly after the final race from Del Mar.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. That 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
The South Point Hotel Casino is a must-visit on your next trip to Las Vegas.
Racebook manager Steve Johnson invites you to the only racebook in Las Vegas separate from the sports book. With 11 restaurants, the South Point Hotel has something for everyone. From Michael's to Baja Miguel's, enjoy a wide variety of options for every price range. The 400-foot showroom makes for an intimate experience, enjoying live music, comedy, and an 1,100-square-foot dance floor. And the South Point is the only location in Las Vegas with Kentucky Derby and Breeders' Cup viewing parties. Come out and try the horse player friendly South Point Hotel Casino. For reservations, contact Steve Johnson at 866-780-7223 or log on to southpointcasino.com and see why the South Point Hotel Casino has been a local favorite for decades. See you at the South Point Hotel Casino. Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose, right?
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamarando. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jers, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Hey, great to have you with us. A lot to talk about this morning. This is Thoroughbred Los Angeles, day number 19 of the summer meet at the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club, and we are entering this morning at Del Mar for next Saturday's Grade 1 $1 million Pacific Classic, and apparently a heck of a field in prospect, and a lot has been made of the fact that Knightsbridge is out here for trainer Bill Mott, a 122 buyer in his most recent start at Monmouth Park. He alone makes the race pretty compelling, but looking forward to it, certainly, now less than a week away. And the late summer Derby, the Travers, is now just under 2 weeks away. That'll be a week from next Saturday, so some really great racing in the offing nationwide. Yesterday at Saratoga, the Miguel Clement, known for many decades as the Grade One Sword Dancer, taken by a very, very talented Irish-bred mare by the name of Suravi. She wheeled back on 8 days' notice after shipping in from her native Ireland and came from way off the pace yesterday under Manny Franco. Boy, he's having a heck of a meet. That was something to behold. And out at Del Mar, the Stallion Clubhouse Ride, we talk about him a lot here on the show. He just rolls on here in the state of California. He sired the winner of yesterday's Solana Beach Stakes. And the winner, trained by Anthony Garcia, by the name of Fibonacci's Ride. And, you know, Clubhouse Ride stands at Legacy Ranch up in Clements, right near Sacramento. They were represented by their homebred steak fries in yesterday's 10th race at Del Mar, a first condition allowance in open company. Steak Fries, a horse who he needed time early in his career. They gave it to him. He got back on the beam with Terry Knight and company up at Legacy Ranch, and another huge effort yesterday under Joel Rosario, a one-length winner of the nightcap, returning $5.40. Well, a lot to get to. Let's get back to Saratoga Springs and say hello to Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Impressive mare winning yesterday's Grade 1, Miguel Clement. And we had a brilliant filly, I'm sure you saw it, up in Toronto beating the boys in the King's Plate by the name of Lester. Now, that race restricted to Canadian bred, so what was behind her? Certainly a little bit suspect, but boy, the way she did it, winning off by 7 1/4 lengths. Anyway, yesterday was a day for the distaffers, John.
It certainly was, and Servi was running against the boys, and she was dead last, and they were walking, Mike. They were absolutely walking, and it was amazing the burst of speed she showed the last 16th of a mile when she went on to win. That was really a terrific effort. But believe it or not, the story yesterday in Saratoga was a couple of two-year-olds. In the sixth race, a two-year-old filly named Libby Lloyd from the Chad Brown barn, he unleashed her, and she ran unbelievable. She's a future star. Then in the eighth race, come back and Chad Brown sends out a two-year-old out of Gunrunner named QB Rocket, who's also going to be a future star. These two horses ran unbelievable. And by the way, the two-year-old at Del Mar from Flightline, Inshallah, who happens to be a New York bred, also was very impressive. So yesterday there was a little of something for everybody, but I thought the two-year-olds really, really stepped it up.
Well, no doubt about it. Inshallah, of course, like Flightline, conditioned by John Sadler, and, you know, won by a length and a half under a red-hot Joel Rosario. He had three wins yesterday, John. He's only two behind Juan Hernandez now in the jockey standings. That stands at 24-22 advantage Hernandez through 18 days. So that rider's race looks like it's going to be pretty interesting down to the line. But Inshallah, you know, by Flightline out of a Medaglia d'Oro mare, the splits there, 21-2, 44-2, and then 5.5 in 103 flat. Super impressive win, first time out.
Yes, she really was. He really was, I should say. And Rosario's having a terrific meet. He's just such a streaky rider, Mike. He looks terrific for like a week, and then he, I don't know, takes some time off mentally or whatever it is, and you say, what is this guy? But bottom line is he's a few away from the lead, so he certainly is having a terrific meet, and his agent, Willie Castle, deserves a lot of credit.
And, John, this jock, Joel Rosario, we've seen him for so many years. When he's in that zone, he makes a big difference with everything he's on. There's no doubt about it. I mean, there's a reason he's in the Hall of Fame. He's got an incredible career, but it has been marked by periods of you just go, is he really into it? And he's obviously into it this summer at Del Mar.
Yeah, again, when he's in zone, he's as good as anybody, Mike. I agree with you, but then, you know, he has like these mental lapses where he gets lost out there. But when he's good, he's as good as there is.
Back to Libby Lloyd, the first-time starter for Chad Brown, ultra-impressive two-year-old filly, first-timer in yesterday's sixth race. She's by into mischief, and you mentioned QB Rocket a little bit later on for Brad Cox in the eighth by Gunrunner. I mean, these stallions are just dominating things here in North America, are they not?
And it's amazing because, you know, everybody talks about the two-year-old races at Saratoga and Del Mar, and not often that they live up to it. But this year, Mike, they really are living up to it. Again, some terrific performances. The Libby Lloyd race originally had 9 horses entered in it, and 4 of them scratched out because they knew there was a killer in there. And a lot of times in these 2-year-old races, when you see a bunch of scratches, is because the word is out, and the word was certainly out yesterday.
John, your assessment of the turf yesterday at Saratoga, everything was off the grass except those 2 stakes. I should have mentioned the Galway was the other one, short at 5.5. We mentioned the Christophe Clement at 1.5 miles on turf, but you had about 10 inches of rain earlier in the week. That's why they took the proactive measure, trying to save the course. But what was it like, in your opinion, yesterday afternoon?
It was fine, Mike. The problem was on Friday, before late in the day, they got a deluge. I mean, it was like a monsoon for about a half hour. It really came down. It ended up in taking a race off the grass late on Friday. And then, you know, out of precaution, they want to maintain this turf course. They still have a couple of weeks left to the meet, and they're fortunate to have 2 turf courses.
Yeah.
Well, they took the side of caution, and it's probably the right thing. And these other races were allowance races or a claiming race, whatever it was, mixed in, and they saved the grass for the stake races, and that's what they did yesterday.
John, I want to talk a little business here. You and Bob Ike and John Lindo got into it a little bit yesterday regarding the handle at Saratoga this year. We're told retail handle up 7%, CAW, that's the computer-assisted wagering thing. These are the guys responsible for these dramatic odd shifts that has turned so many people off at a time we can ill afford it. That handle's down 29%. But from what you guys were saying, the fact that the retail handle is up 7, overall, that makes it a bit of a push coming into this weekend in terms of year-to-year handle at Saratoga?
That's what they're saying, Mike, and it's interesting. Listen, what NYRA's doing, is it perfect? Absolutely not. They're cutting off the win wagering, I get it, with 2 minutes, but they could still come in and play horizontally, which people don't notice. You don't see the dramatic changes unless you're charting the exact or double prices, but at least NYRA's making an attempt. No other track, not Del Mar, not Churchill, no one else is even addressing it, you know. So at least NYRA's listening to the fans somewhat. Again, is it perfect? No. But it also proves one thing. Everybody was so worried, well, we must have CAW to stay in business. Well, I say you never had CAW till about 10 or 15 years ago, and the business was fine. All of a sudden they invited CAW in, so now it becomes a must. No, that's wrong. We don't – listen, again, I'm not going to say you don't need it. You need to do something. But I don't think that CAW is the be-all and end-all, that the game must survive by having it. That's nonsense, and NYRA's proving it.
But it's obvious adjustments need to be made. Del Mar has done something. You know, a couple of weeks into the meet last year, they cut off the CAW wagering in the win play show pools at 2 minutes to post. So that definitely has helped things from a look angle, from perception. We're not seeing these wild odd swings. And to me, that's a big part of the battle, perception, John.
Yeah, it scares people away, Mike. You can't bet a horse that's 8-1, expect to get $18, and they give you $9. People aren't going to put up with it. They've had enough.
Yeah, I know. And you mentioned, I don't know when this – I think the CAW, the guys with the algorithms, did that not start in Hong Kong, John? Maybe
I have no
12,
idea,
15 years ago.
Was, well,
anyway,
we don't
it's,
want it here.
It's metastasized, and I think what's happened over the years, racing associations, they see the massive, and I mean massive amount of monies that these guys lay down, but they're so heavily rebated up to 50%. And I think folks, racing associations got comfortable with it, started leaning on it, and then, you know, the purse accounts, hey, we're going to be okay if we keep this up. But I think we reached a point where we just can't keep going in the same direction, and I'm glad to see NYRA taking the steps that they have. I want to see a postmortem at the end of the meet to actually see how things have penciled out in terms of bottom line net handle, John. That's the key.
Well, that's what we're going to have to see, Mike. It's 3 weeks to go, whatever it is, and I'm sure they're going to dissect every bit of it and hopefully come up with the right answers.
And, John, let's get back to the Irish Bred mare, How do you pronounce her name again? Servi.
You're asking me?
Yeah, Servi. How did you feel about her chances going into yesterday's Miguel Clément on 8 days' notice after shipping in from England, actually? She's Irish-bred, but she had shipped in from England. What did you make of her chances yesterday?
Honestly, Mike, I didn't really like her. Listen, it was a marathon distance. Obviously, she could handle it. Pratt rode her the last time she was here, and he opted for a Chad Brown horse. So I kind of like to follow Flavian Pratt. It's not such a bad idea.
No.
But he opted off, so I opted off along with him.
Yeah. And you know, he made the right move, and even in retrospect, I think you got to do what he did in that circumstance. I got Vince Bruin from Seattle on deck. John, we're going to talk Long Acre's Mile. I need an out-of-town winner from you, and then we'll bring you back toward the end of the show and take you out to Del Mar. Who do you like?
All right, Mike. We gave out a nice winner last week in the Paddock Pasture, so let's see if we can make it a couple of weeks in a row. And look at the 10th and final today, 6.5 furlongs on the main track. I like the number 4 horse in here, Farm Team. This is a 5-year-old Ridgeling from the Merkerton Kanamasi barn. And this trainer and his brother both having a terrific meet. Sylvester Gonzalez aboard to ride 6-1 on the morning line. I like number 4, Farm Team, to win today's 10th and final out at Saratoga.
And that race goes 6:41 Eastern. Is weather a concern today back there, John?
Absolutely, a beautiful day.
Nice.
Zero chance of rain. And by the way, I just want to mention one other thing. Yesterday, Linda Rice, 5 winners on a Saturday at Saratoga. 5 winners. Congratulations to her.
I was going to get into that as well. She's second in the standings. She's got 21 for the meet, and she's only 4 wins behind a guy named Chad Brown through 28 days. Linda Rice, just year after year, you always see her with the binder or all the books and everything. We used to see big agent Tony Matos out here, always had this huge, notebook and everything. And that's Linda. She's very articulate. She does an incredible job, John.
She really does, Mike. Listen, in the winter, she's the queen here because she runs, without her, they might as well close an Irish. She runs, 8-9 horses a day, really. And now she's bringing it to Saratoga. So, and she's getting better horses. You know, in the winter, she's running claiming horses and all that. But she has some serious allowance horses and a couple of stakes horses, too. So she does an amazing job.
Okay, no doubt. Hats off to her. And by the way, she had 5 wins on a day earlier this year at Aqueduct. So,
Aqueduct, it's no big deal, but you come
Saratoga. Thank you. Yeah. All right, JONHARDOON.com. What's there?
3 best plays, $10, full car, $25. Today we have Del Mar and Saratoga selections. Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
All right, last week it was Paddock Pasture at 11:28. This week, folks, it's Farm Team, the 4-horse race 10 at Saratoga. We'll talk to you in about an hour or so, John. Thanks so much. And there he went. Let's get up to Seattle right now and say hello to Vince. Vince Bruin heads up media relations there at Emerald Downs. They got a huge day today. The Long Acres Mile. Yeah, it's not what it used to be, but you know what? You talk to people in the Northwest, it's still the mile. And I think they've got a total of 4 stakes on the back end of the card. Let's say hello to Vince Bruin right now. Hey, Vince, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Yeah, actually 6 stakes races today. 2 for the 2-year-olds, 2 for the 3-year-olds, and then older fillies and mares, and then the Long Acres Mile. Race 9 at 6:20 p.m.
It's such a big deal up there in Seattle. What sort of an on-track crowd do you think you'll have today there at Emerald?
Probably about 8,000 to 10,000. Last year we handled almost 3.3 million, which was just off the state record set at Long Acres on the final day back there in 1992. So with the 12-race card and some attractive stakes races, we might break 3 million today, which is huge for us. And you mentioned the mile. You know, it's a little hard to find dirt milers in these days. We did get one trained by Wesley Ward, a 3 Chimneys farm horse named Touchy. And you mentioned winning the mile. The express reason that horse is here is because Wesley Ward grew up in Sela near Yakima. And the owners relented. They were looking at 3 races, and they know the mile means a lot to Wesley. He'll be here today. and he'll saddle the morning line favorite.
Well, having Wesley there is a huge deal. As you noted, he's a native son, nation's leading apprentice. Way back when, you wouldn't know it to look at Wesley now, but he's an international star. He's going to be in our Hall of Fame someday, Vince. I really do believe that. Talk about this jock that he's got coming in to ride the horse, Hazelwood. He is number four in America right now in terms of winners. And, you know, Wesley wanted to get him on the airplane with the horse, and they're 7-5 from the rail in today's Long Acres Mile.
Yeah, and Wesley's father, Dennis Ward, was a rider himself and developed a lot of jockeys over the years and was also a jockey's agent. And Yedset Hazelwood's a Panamanian. We all know who the greatest jockey from Panama is. He's only 18 years old. He was second, I believe, at Parks this year, the leading rider at Laurel. And you guys saw him down at Del Mar last weekend in the stakes race. He can ride, obviously. And he was brought up to Panama by Jose Corrales, who was a former rider up here, close friend of Wesley's. And he looks like he's got quite a career.
No doubt about that. Like, I mean, you're 18 years old and you're number four in the standings in terms of races won for North America. That is absolutely huge. Is this horse going to be more like 3-5, do you think, Torchy or Touchy, I mean?
I honestly don't think so. There's a horse in there. The top local horse is a horse named See That Tiger, trained by Blaine Wright. And that horse has been favored in all 11 career starts. That horse attracts a ton of money every time he runs. So it was difficult, actually, not to make that horse favored. The only question about him is the route distance. So Touchy coming off a big mile win at Churchill Downs in 133-4, and, you know, with the nationally prominent trainer, I think probably goes favored. But See That Tiger might push him for favoritism.
Interesting. And we got names here that Southern California racing fans are well familiar with. You know, we mentioned Wesley Ward training the one Touchy. The two-horse Slew's Tiz Wiz by Slew's Tiz Now, who was based as a stallion here in California up at Rancho San Miguel. He's going to be handled by Frank Alvarado, who made me a little bit of money over the years, as you know, Vince. Isaias Enriquez rides a long shot for Mike Puich. Both of those guys well-known here in Southern California. So really, really looking forward to today's mile. And post time set at 6:20 Pacific, Vince.
That's right. And, Frank, yeah, you mentioned Slew's Tiz Wiz. He's actually the older brother of See That Tiger. So the top two local threats are out of the same broodmare. And Slew's Tiz Wiz, this is his fifth straight appearance in the mile, Long Acres Mile. He gets the winners off up on Whidbey Island near Oak Harbor, and he comes back fresh every year. He actually raced since the Governor's Stakes last month. Trainer Tom Wenzel ran him a mile 2 weeks ago to try to get him sharp, and he ran down a pretty good horse named Cap It Daddy. So he's coming up to this race absolutely perfectly.
Terrific. How about a best bet for the audience today, Vince? And you guys get underway at 150 Pacific, a Big Ten race card today at Emerald Downs, Long Acres Mile Day.
Okay, we'll go to the race before that. The Emerald Distaff is race 8, and you mentioned Mike Puich and Frank Alvarado. They've got a horse named Someday Lady in there, who's a British Columbia bred, and today she gets to route, which is what she's wanted to do. Since coming here this spring. So she gets to stretch out. She's got to take on a horse named Aloha Breeze, who's won 9 stakes races here, won this race 2 years ago, and probably be odds on again to win. So that's asking a lot. But I think Someday Lady's ready for a big effort today.
Interesting. And race 8, the Emerald Distaff goes at 5:47. I got a minute here, Vince, so I'm going to veer off the road a little bit. You preceded me as director of publicity at Santa Anita. Then you went up to Emerald, and you've had a great run up there with a good friend, Joe Withey. But prior to that, you actually covered the Mariners for a paper there in, was it Everett, I believe. And I remember told me you were there when Dick Williams was the manager, and a very young Mark Langston was one of the best left-handed pitchers in baseball at that time. I see Mark a lot here on the weekends when the Angels especially are on the road. And I know he was very happy to get up there last weekend and be officially recognized as one of the 50 all-time great Seattle Mariners, Vince.
Yeah, well, you know, the relationship between Dick Williams, and Dick Williams, he had run-ins with quite a few players and owners over the years. He was a heck of a manager, as we know, but it all stemmed back. It was a game on a muggy night in Kansas City, I believe, in 1987. And it was Mark Langston. It was very humid out, and he was wilting in the ninth inning. And Dick Williams refused to take him out. And Mark was kind of looking to the dugout that he needed some help.
Yeah.
And after the game, Langston said, you know, the manager left me out there to die today. And from that point on, I don't think the two ever got along well.
Well, I mean, let's face it, Dick Williams, hey, he won wherever he went, but he could be a very nasty guy, Vince.
Oh yeah, he was a hell of a manager. I remember with Charlie Finley winning a couple of championships. He was the manager of the Miracle Sox back in '67. But yeah, he was a gruff old school guy. I guess he was quite a bench jockey as a player too.
Oh, yeah.
And a guy, you know, Dave Niehaus and Dick Williams, when they go on the road, those two hung a lot.
I can well imagine. And you know, Dick Williams, the 67 Red Sox, worst to first, and they took the Cardinals to seven games in the World Series. And then, obviously, the A's had that magical run with Williams the first 2 years, and then Alvin Dark came in because Williams and Mr. Finley didn't get along. We digress there. Seriously, hey, Vince, hope you guys are having a great day today up there. Long Acres Mile Day in Seattle at Emerald Downs. All the best to you.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you having me on.
Okay, take care, folks. We'll be right back. Going to be checking in with John Lindo from Carlsbad. Talk about everything going on at Del Mar and much, much more. Orlando Gutierrez next up. And then Matthew DeSantis going to come with a winner, we sure hope, at Saratoga. Top of the next hour, it's Brad Free with Daily Racing Form. A whole lot of shows straight ahead right here on AM 830, home of Angels Baseball, along with the Angels radio app.
Far too many of you die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today.
Yeah. AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and Om, sire of Grade 2 Santa Margarita Stakes winner Om Enjoy. Get your young horses started the right way at Legacy Ranch. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Love and happiness. But wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking about.
And welcome back, Hour 1, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. My good friend Chris Monreal setting the mood here at the Big A. By the way, Angels Royals today, a huge win for the Angels last night. Well, I tell you what, Mr. Detmers, he was absolutely at concert pitch last night. A 1-0 shutout for the Angels over the Royals. They'll go for two in a row and a series advantage today at 107 here at the Big A in Anaheim. Let's get down to Carlsbad, say hello to John Lindo. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Michael. How you doing?
I'm doing well, and so is Legacy Ranch. I mentioned earlier Clubhouse Ride, who stood there for several years now. He just rolls on. Sire of yesterday's Solana Beach winner, Fibonacci's Ride, and Quick Kate was second. Both of these fillies are by Clubhouse Ride, and then Legacy comes back in the nightcap yesterday with a very talented 4-year-old colt who needed some time after his 2-year-old year. Steak Fries, Rosario aboard, and the mutual was $5.40. Steak Fries conditioned by Craig Lewis. Congrats to everybody there, Pete and Evelyn Perella at Legacy Ranch.
Yeah, fantastic day for Legacy Ranch. And again, congratulations too to Pete and Ev over at Legacy. Fibonacci's Ride, a filly that's gotten better and better as she's learned to relax. You see, once they started taking her off the pace and she settled, she's been finishing. And she did that yesterday when they hooked Grand Slam Smile early. It kind of set up for somebody from behind. And here comes Victor Espinoza getting his second win in the meet on Fibonacci's Ride. So congratulations to those connections. She's by Clubhouse Ride at a Wild Carolina Wildcat Air mare, bred by James Shinoda, owned by Zephyr Racing. She picked up $85,000 yesterday, so her career earnings now right around $230,000.
A newly minted California Bred of the Week and a not-so-new Victor Espinoza. He's riding very sparingly in his Hall of Fame career right now. But, I had forgotten, I shouldn't have, in the post-race stuff put out by Mac McBride and Jim Charvant, they pointed out Victor's number two all-time stakes-winning jockey at Del Mar. He's second behind a guy named Chris McCarron.
He knows his way around Del Mar a little bit, doesn't he?
Amazing. I had just forgotten about that, John.
Unfortunately, we're getting old, Mike, and we've seen a lot of it. He's been around a long time. We've got a lot of chances to watch the good stuff.
Anyway, good for him. And then, back to the nightcap, steak fries. Again, this is just, to me, another glaring example of when a horse needs time and you give the horse time. I mean, the dividends are they're right there in front of us here with steak fries. You know, he started three times as a two-year-old, broke his maiden second time out. Then he was second in a Calbred first condition allowance. November of 24, went to the sidelines for 18 months, John. And again, this is a Legacy Ranch homebred colt by Sir Prancelot out of an In Excess mare named Saldy Fries. And he has come back here without racing as a three-year-old, as a four-year-old, really at the top of his game. And yesterday, a graphic case in point, and it was his second time in a row at a flat mile, two wins in a row now with Joel Rosario.
I don't have it in front of me, but he might be the first two-time winner at this meet. I can't think of another off the top of my head. Either way, two wins at Del Mar, again, coming off the lap. It tells you a little bit about what farm trainer Terry Knight can do when you give him a horse and you give him the time to get them ready to come back to the track. They come back running.
Yeah, I believe Bob Baffert has a two-time two-year-old winner at the meet, and I can't find his name right now.
It might be Holmby. Holmby might have won twice.
That's it. Holmby, yeah. And, so Holmby, a nice filly that won the Sereno after breaking her maiden first time out, I think, on July 18th, John. Let's go ahead and talk about what's in front of us today at Del Mar and the Rancho Bernardo today. First time we've mentioned it. But, we've got Sweet Azteca going for her third consecutive year. Steve Anderson pointed this out in his stake advance. Not only going for her third consecutive win in the Rancho Bernardo, but her third consecutive year winning the double of the Great Lady M at Los Alamitos and the Rancho Bernardo at Del Mar. That's pretty unbelievable. She's 4-5 on the line, and Richie Balt is pretty confident in print. John Sadler has Thermal coming off a huge effort, a career-best 106 buyer down at Lone Star Park last time out. They've got the rail to contend with today, and a very, very tough Sweet Azteca who's got a recent race to her credit. This is only her second race of the year.
Well, Richard Baltus had mentioned before the Great Lady M and her return that Sweet Azteca might not be 100% cranked. Well, she is now after coming back off the layoff and winning the Great Lady M again. Thermal has a lot of speed. She's going to have to use it from the rail, but so does Sweet Azteca. So I think from a tactical standpoint, Juan Hernandez and Sweet Azteca, they can pick their spot, go right after Thermal. If the horse on the filly on the rail doesn't break, Sweet Azteca can take advantage of that. So a lot in her favor today, and I think she'll be a tighter filly. I'm expecting a big race out of Sweet Azteca.
Yeah, looking forward to that. It goes a little bit early because it's short field, six of them. Today's Grade 3 Rancho Bernardo goes as the fifth at 4:10 Pacific. Got a text message from Steve Johnson up at the South Point. John, he says they got plenty of rooms and, boy, a lot of anticipation building for the NFL regular season. They've got lines up for week one. Encourage folks, give Steve a call up there toll-free at 866-780-7223. And tell them you heard about it here on Thoroughbred LA and get the horseman's rate.
And I saw that the Las Vegas showed off their new rookie quarterback a little bit, Mendoza, in that first preseason game. So they're talking about that in Las Vegas.
They're talking about him maybe starting. I think it'll be Kirk Cousins, but I think it's going to be tough keeping Fernando on the sidelines for too long.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be long before you see Mendoza in there on a regular basis. But either way, they're excited about having him out there and a new coaching regime out. And so, again, they're excited about it, and that's become a real pro sports town out there in Las Vegas.
John, you and Bob Ike talked about this yesterday, and I was so saddened to read Steve Anderson's story in Thursday's Daily Racing Form, page 6, I think it was, on Cliff Sice. I didn't even know Cliff was ill. He's been based at San Luis Rey Downs now for quite some time, trainer Cliff Sice. He's got ALS, and he saddled his final winner on July 26th. Dancing, gosh, I forget the name of the horse.
Dancing Fire, I think it is.
Or Dancing Candy is what Dancing, it was.
Well, yeah. Dancing Candy's the sire, so I think it was Dancing Flyer.
There you go. I'm sorry. For $16,000, and there's a picture of him in the winner's circle, and he's in a wheelchair with his wife, Lori, his son, Robert, who's a blacksmith. And, man, just our best thoughts to the Cliff Sice family. And apparently Cliff can't speak anymore. He has to communicate via text. But what a way to go out, a winner at Del Mar back on July 26th.
Yeah, and I was really glad that Steve was able to capture the story and explain everything that went on.
Yep.
With that was basically the last filly for the barn, and they go out a winner. And, you know, I like I mentioned yesterday, she was claimed by trainer Paul Aguirre. And you know, there's an old rule that you don't take a trainer's last horse. But Paul, yep, you know, showed a lot of class to ask for permission. Is it okay if I do this?
For sure.
And the Sice family said, go ahead. And so everything was done the right way, and I wish nothing but the best for Cliff Sice. He's been a fixture, especially in the Del Mar area, for many, many years.
And you know, John, you remember a trainer, Caliani, named Junior Nicholson, I'm sure.
Sure.
Cliff's wife, Lori, that was her dad. And that's how Cliff got started as a jockey. He didn't ride too many races. He was too heavy. But he rode a little bit for Junior Nicholson. And I'm just so happy to see that Lori was there with Cliff in the winner's circle. Anyway, a nice touch. Cliff's been a good guy over the years, and so sorry to hear that that he's suffering from this very serious thing commonly known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Let's get to it right now, John. How about a best bet on the card today?
Let's go to race number 9 at Del Mar. Ninth race today, number 1, Nasty Habit, a 7-year-old. Made his first start on grass here at Del Mar on opening day. Got the money in a $40,000 claimer. Slight bump up in class. He's got tactical speed in a race loaded with early speed from the rail. I think he falls into the right trip here. 5-1 on the morning line. Right back with number 1, Nasty Habit, race number 9 at Del Mar.
John, thanks for your time. I know you're jumping on a show in Las Vegas. Really appreciate it. Look forward to you and Bob Ike on air next Saturday, 9-10, as you guys take a good look at the $1 million Pacific Classic on Saturday.
Looking forward to it. Looking forward to the entries later today.
Thanks so much. John Lindo with us. And now we get down Catella. Say hello to Orlando Gutierrez. Orlando, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Mike. Good morning to you as well.
Yeah, listen, first of all, you get underway 8 races tonight, 7:15. You're kicking in $10,000 into that $2 traditional pick six. That'll be races 3 through 8. But, boy, a talented horse last night was the fastest qualifier in your Golden State Derby trials. He is the reigning PCQHRA champion. Tell us about him.
Yeah, his name is High Octane. He ran dirty the Los Alamitos 2 Million Futurity last year. He was awesome in the trials. And as a result, they awarded him that top title as the 2-year-old gelding. Well, he went to Louisiana for a couple of races, ran third in the Old South Derby. Got into a little bit of trouble last out, but shifts out here to Los Alamitos for his first local start. And came along with jockey Rodrigo Sigala Vallejo. And when Rodrigo comes out to ride, he wins. He's 4-4-4 this meet, riding just top horses. And I got the job done with High Octane. Broke a little bit slow, kind of drifted out just a little bit, but in the end managed to out-nose, hurry up, gets the victory here, and the fastest qualifying time. The big story on trials night is Duda Cartel, who's been just terrific this season. He broke slow, kind of rubbed the side of the gate, and then had nowhere to go. He ended up running 5th and will miss the Golden State Derby, a big, big shocker. Fancy up, trainer Cesar D'Alba has this filly. She advances from this trial with a nice victory. But with Duda Cartel out, that left the pick six with just a few tickets. And they ended up hitting it last night, paid $14,000. And now we are kicking in, like you mentioned, $10,000 into the pick six. Well, we'll see these horses back on September 5th. It should be a pretty wide-open final, Mike.
Yeah, it sounds like it would Duda out of there. Your feature tonight is it's called the Los Alamitos Claiming Futurity, $54,000 up for grabs. That's the 8th and final, and it goes at 10:07 tonight.
Yeah, and it's a very interesting format for this race. They have trials for this one. Trials, and these are mostly claiming-type horses. They are not eligible to be claimed out of the trial, so they go ahead and qualify. and they are eligible to be claimed from the final. So it's always a very popular race in the acclaimed box. You always see a big gathering of horsemen after the final, and it can be a little bit bittersweet. You could win the race, get a nice first-place check, and your horse gets claimed.
Yeah.
And for those that are doing the claiming, it could be very, very profitable. For example, trainer Jaime Gomez, he's got the 5-2 favorite here in number 2, Emperador D. Well, a few years ago, he claimed a horse from this race that won by the name of Hay Shaker. Well, from then on, Hay Shaker went on to qualify to the $2 million futurity for Jaime, went on to make 3 Grade 1 finals, and won a stakes race. So a nice, nice claim there for Jaime Gomez. Well, we'll see if he holds on to Emperador D tonight after the final. And it's a pretty wide-open race. Some really nice, nice quarter horses from Top Greedy always in this race. And like I mentioned, I'll be running out to the claim box to see what happens following this race.
That'll be a story unto itself. How about a best bet from your corner tonight, Orlando?
You know, I'll stay in this race 8 with number 3 favorite Shine at 4-1 for trainer James Glenn Jr. and owner Ed Allred. Nice victory last out, completely dominated this trial, won easily by a half a length. Oscar Peinado qualified a couple of horses from to this race, and he's going to stick with favorite Shine here from post number 3. Really well-bred runner. Dr. Allred repurchased this horse for $52,000 at the Los Alamitos equine sale, and this gelding comes back, and again, at a $16,000 claim price, he's going to be probably one of the most interested horses for horsemen to take a look at following the race. But I'll go with the 3, favorite Shine at 4-1, and then just one more mention to jockey Justine Klaber. We mentioned her a few weeks ago that she had just been riding terrific, with a few wins shy from tying for the leading jockey title for the meet. Well, she has taken over the title now in the race. She's got 32 winners so far. That's one more than Martine Arriaga. Huh. She'll be riding some live horses tonight in race 7, number 3, Passion for Trains at 5-2. That's the number 3 horse. And in race 5, she'll be riding number 4, Instigate, 2-1 on the morning line. Justine Klaber just on fire here at Los Al.
Okay, a hot jockey we'll be looking for. Orlando, all the best to you, and encourage everybody, go to your website. That'll steer everybody to the YouTube option for Los Alamitos Racing. And, you know, it's a new day with FanDuel backing away and so on. I wish you all the best today and tonight at Los Alamitos, Orlando.
Thank you so much, Mike. Yeah, and you can watch the stream on losalamitos.com as well. Thank you.
Terrific. We'll take one final time out this hour, heading back to Saratoga Springs. Say hello to Matthew DeSantis on behalf of Naira Betts. Don't forget Brad Free with Daily Racing Form. He's always got a lot to say. Top of the next hour, this is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mazna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon.
It's another huge weekend of nighttime racing action at Los Alamitos. Get ready to cash in on night racing's best bets all weekend long, featuring our popular early and late pick 4 wagers and the traditional pick 6. And remember, we'll add $10,000 of new money to the pick 6 pool this Sunday night if there isn't a carryover. The pick 6 promotional pools often reach the $70,000 mark. Our pick 6 pools have hit historic figures this season, including a record $700,000 total pool on June 7th. And racing fans, make your plans now to join us for more stakes racing action this month. The Claiming Futurity on August 16th, the Sergeant Pepper feature on August 22nd, and the Grade 1 Go Man Go on August 23rd. It's great quarter horse racing action every weekend at Los Alamitos. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos. Our races start shortly after the final race from Del Mar.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back. Final segment, hour one, Throwback LA. Let's get back to Saratoga Springs and check in with our good friend Matthew DeSantis on behalf of NairaBets.com. Matt, good morning.
Good morning. I hope everybody's doing well out in the West Coast here in Saratoga. It's a beautiful day. We got great equine athletes, but we also have great canine athletes. We got the Corgi Cup here in Saratoga today.
I heard about that. I think even Andy Serling allowed on air yesterday. Well, I was a little skeptical initially, but they win you over. They are so incredibly cute, and you just hear the response from the fans and a lot of grizzled veterans. You just can't help but smile.
There's a lot of smiling faces today around
right?
the track. You're right. People who've been here forever, they're loving it too.
Something else. Hey, listen, I wanted you to give us an update on the jockey and trainer standings. And, of course, Linda Rice with a massive afternoon yesterday, 5 wins at Saratoga. I think she's only 4 behind Chad Brown right now through 28 days. But give us a thumbnail on the jockey and trainer situation.
Absolutely. Jockey situation, it seems like it's Jose Ortiz's meet to lose. He's got 54 wins on the meet. The next closest is actually Manny Franco, who had a big day yesterday, moved into second place with 40, Flavian Pratt 39. On the trainer side of things, you mentioned Chad Brown in the lead right now with 25, but Linda actually is up to 23 wins on the meet. She's only 2 behind him.
Two.
And then you have Brad Cox at 17 and Todd Fletcher at 14.
Okay, man, that is really something. And Manny Franco, he's a huge story himself, you know?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he won the big stakes races. He swept the stakes yesterday up here at Saratoga. He's been riding so incredibly well, and I'm just so happy for Manny. He spends his winters up here in New York, so we get to know him real well, and it's great to see him get a big-time rise up here in Saratoga and really come through.
Very, very dedicated young rider. All right, let's get to it. You've got 10 of them today. You've got a grade three for three-year-olds at 5.5 on the turf. That's the Mahoney, $225,000 up for grabs. That goes as the ninth on the 10-race card. Who do you like for radio today?
Yeah, I'm going to go to race seven. It's a maiden claimer, $25,000, and I'm going to go to the hot hand, Linda Rice and Manny Franco on the number on the outside, the number eight turbo launch, 5-1 on the morning line. I hope we end up getting that. I actually think we will because there's a few other pretty nice horses in this race. But this is a horse that I think is just doing the class drop. It's a classic Linda Rice move, dropping this one from maiden 75 to a maiden 25. This horse's races two and three back are more than good enough to win in this spot. Like I said, you got the hot hand of Linda Rice and Manny Franco. This is when they start to heat up in terms of these types of races for Linda. I like the outside post draw going 7 furlongs. I just think this one at 5-1 is outstanding value in race seven, the number eight turbo launch.
That goes at 4:52 Eastern. One more question on Linda Rice, top trainer based in New York for many years. I talked a few minutes ago about the fact she's always got a stack of stuff she hangs on to. My question is this, does she ever reference that stuff, or is it more of a security blanket, Matt?
I think a little bit more of a security blanket.
Right?
Man, she does. When you see her walking around, she's always got a bunch, yeah.
Always, yeah. And last thing, how do we get signed up for Naira Bets?
Absolutely. Go to NairaBets.com or download the Naira Bets app. Use the promo code SPA200 to get up to a $200 deposit match bonus. And the good news for all of you California listeners out there, next week, we got a ton of promotions around the Pacific Classic at Del Mar.
Terrific. And Fox is going to be on site as well. Thanks so much, and have a great day there at the spa, Matt.
All right. Thanks so much, Mike. Have a great day.
All right. Way late on the break. It is the top of the hour and then some. We're coming back strong. Stay with us. Brad Free with Daily Racing Form, then Private Clocker Andy Harrington. First half hour, Thoroughbred LA.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Angels baseball is less than 4 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than 3 decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
And welcome back. And once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Welcome aboard Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. My name is Mike Willman, and we got a lot of ground to cover here in Hour 2. Let's get down to Del Mar right now and say hello to a good friend, longtime contributor to Daily Racing Form, does an absolutely tremendous job day in, day out. Brad Free with Daily Racing Form. Hey, Brad, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. It's a big day today. We got the draw for Pacific Classic Day a little bit later on this morning. The Pacific Classic, Del Mar Oaks, Del Mar Mile, Green Flash next Saturday. Those entries will be drawn today. And a good stakes race this afternoon, the Rancho Bernardo, which you can see Sweet Azteca making one of her rare appearances as the overwhelming favorite in the Rancho Bernardo against Thermal. So good good day of racing and good draw. Looking forward to the post-draw for the Pacific Classic.
Sweet Azteca making only her second start this year, with the ultimate goal being the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Sprint at Keeneland. And so she's 4-5 on the morning line with Juan Hernandez. We'll talk about the Rancho Bernardo in just a moment, though. As you noted, entries taken today for the Pacific Classic and a huge card this coming Saturday, August 22nd at Del Mar. Brad, as you know, in years past, the Pacific Classic draw, it's been a media event, but I guess they just decided to play it close to the vest this year. Let's go ahead and enter, as always, I guess, in the racing office and get these things out as soon as possible. Was that the thinking?
I suppose so, yeah. They're not going to – there's no big, you know, to-do. There's no big party as far as, you know, a draw party goes. All those things have kind of gone by the wayside. Santa Anita used to do that as well for the Santa Anita Derby and Santa Anita Handicap. But I think with the less media attention on racing in the last few years, I think that the racetracks have just decided to spend their money elsewhere.
Yeah, understood. Really looking forward to those entries coming out later this afternoon. You're going to be a very busy guy covering everything. To the Rancho Bernardo, Brad, you noted that thermal, in your analysis of today's Rancho Bernardo in daily racing form, that she comes off a huge effort. She got a 106 buyer, career best buyer, in her most recent start at Lone Star Park, but she comes off Lasix today. I'm glad you pointed that out. Everybody in the race is off Lasix. These are the new national rules that we run under vis-a-vis HISA, but tell us why it's important, in your opinion, maybe in the case of thermal, in addition to the fact she draws the rail today.
Well, the rail certainly is no help whatsoever. When you're drawn inside Sweet Azteca, you're going to take all the worst of it. So Thermal's going to have her work cut out for her, taking pressure from Sweet Azteca from the outside. But the Lasix issue, you know, when you look back on Thermal's recent races, her recent starts, her worst recent start was the only race in which she did not use Lasix, and that was in the Grade 3 Las Flores in January at Santa Anita. She was 9-5, second choice in that race. She set the pace, and she backed up and finished 4th out of 6. Every other start, her three of her last four starts with Lasix were dominating blowout wins. So the question today, the handicapping dilemma, is can Thermal be as effective without Lasix? And I don't know the answer, but I have my doubts. I also have my doubts whether the inside post is going to, you know, compromise her as well. So Thermal, to me, is a big question mark. If she repeats her Lone Star race, she'll win. But I just am not sure if she can do that without Lasix and from where she's drawn.
That leads me to another question, Brad, a little bit more big picture. Do you think there's a chance that down the line here, HISA, the folks involved there, they will make a change and decide, you know, our Lasix policy, it just doesn't appear to be working. Your thoughts on it? Is there a chance there could be a change there?
I would be surprised if that happened. I know that there would be a lot of horsemen that would be fully supportive of that if they did do that. But I have not seen any messaging from HISA that would suggest that a rule change is imminent. So if that comes, it'll come from out of the blue. I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
I just noted that they named Bob Baffert and two other guys to some sort of a horseman's advisory committee with HISA. And I think they're probably mindful of the fact they're getting beat up in a lot of racing media. There's a lot of discontent, as you know, throughout the industry with the way things are being administered and so on. I don't know, Brad. Maybe there's a chance, but like you say, it's probably doubtful.
Probably doubtful. The thing that bugs me about HISA and the whole new enforcement policies are you're now guilty until proven innocent, which is backwards the way it should be. Just don't quite understand it. You get popped, you are guilty, and now you have to go out and prove your innocence instead of the other way around. I don't quite understand that situation.
No, and it does not seem right. And a guy who agrees with that, I'm going to cite something from a recent trainer magazine. Janine Sahadi had this on X. She reposted it. Barkley Tag, it says soundbites. This is the headline, hashtag soundbites, hashtag Barkley Tag. The HISA rules, period. They don't know how to handle it. They don't know what to do with it. It's a horrible thing. It's like communism. You have a business you're running, and they whisk away your business. We never get a chance to discuss it. It's just wham, bam, you're dead, and you're talking about the lack of due process, Brad. Nobody's really trying to get away with anything, and they're not even testing for the stuff people are using. They're always one step ahead of HISA, meaning the bad guys. Who are they to make up the rules? And he's back talking about HISA. It's a bad thing. I hate it. They just did it all wrong, end quote, Barkley Tag, a Kentucky Derby winning trainer who's been around for many years on the East Coast, Brad.
Barkley Tag is a reputable horseman. He has a good opinion, and I'm glad that he is willing to take a stand and say, look, things are not right with the way things have been proceeding down this path. So I'm glad that Barkley Tag said something about it.
Brad, I think we talked a few weeks ago, and there was a lot of speculation about Bob Baffert and his level of participation at this meet in view of the fact that he moved a good portion of his stable back to Kentucky. And you know, he's out here now, not in full force, but my gosh, he's got some incredibly talented 2-year-olds. What about Hughes, Brad? A 7 3/4 length winner of the Grade 3 Best Pal, and it's full steam ahead, it would appear, to the Del Mar Futurity.
Yeah, Hughes was very impressive winning the Best Pal. I think it was last weekend or the weekend before. He did get a relatively soft trip, but I'm not going to start critiquing a 2-for-2 Baffert-trained 2-year-old. He's very, very good, and it'll be interesting to see what happens when he shows up in the Del Mar Futurity. That's expected to be his next start. The Del Mar Futurity could be a little bit, you know, deeper field. I'm not sure what John Souther's going to do yet with Inshallah, who was an impressive debut winner yesterday, $2.1 million flatline colt who earned a 90 buyer speed figure racing gate to wire yesterday. I don't know if Sadler wants to come back that quick in 23 days from the maiden win to the Del Mar Futurity, or whether he wants to, you know, kind of hopefully ration this colt's speed a little bit. But Baffert, he's not started a whole lot of horses at the meet. I think he started 24 and won 7 races. And he's had, you know, some bad luck along the way. Nice Nose retired, Seismic Beauty retired, Cornucopian was injured and euthanized. So, you know, some of the stars of the Baffert stable have gone by the wayside. But, you know, with Baffert, there's always some more waiting in the wings. And he has a couple of really nice fillies that are going to be looking at the Del Mar debutante, Holmby. And the other one's name, I think, is Miss Monica, I believe. Anyway, Baffert's got a good – he's got a good, deep stable. And his stable at Del Mar is always loaded with 2-year-olds. The 2-year-olds that he ran yesterday in the Inshallah race did not get any sort of wagering support and did not really run that great, but Baffert has a lot more in store.
Yeah, Inshallah, you mentioned trained by John Sadler, off at 3-5, and he ran like it. Boy, he got a 90 buyer. That's no small feat for a first-time starter, 2-year-old, Brad.
No, and he took everybody by surprise, including Rosario, I believe. You know, he broke on top, and I think Rosario said, okay, let's do it. Even Sadler, after the race, said, boy, I didn't realize he was that quick. He was quick at the sale, but, you know, Sadler does not train his horses to bust out of the gate and, you know, do 21-2, 44-2. He generally trains them a little bit slower. I mean, if they have speed, he'll let them use it. But what Inshallah did yesterday, he broke on top, and Rosario said, let's just take the track from everybody else. And I think the track was a little bit speed favoring yesterday as well. All 4 dirt races were won by horses on or near the front end. And the runner-up ran a huge race as well. I Can't Help Myself finished more than 4 lengths clear of third, earned an 87 buyer speed figure. This is a colt who actually scratched out of the Best Pal. If he had run in the Best Pal as a first-time starter and earned an 87 buyer, he might have defeated Hughes. I don't know, but a good, promising debut by 2 good colts, Inshallah and I Can't Help Myself, trained by Brian Corner.
And I Can't Help Myself, Corner, and Armando Ayuso, he got off at almost 18-1 yesterday, Brad.
That was a big price for a horse that they thought highly enough of to enter in the Grade 3 Best Pal, thought better of it, and decided to, you know, take the path of less resistance and run in a maiden race. But they hooked a beast in Inshallah. Any other time, I Can't Help Myself would have been a clear winner of that maiden special weight yesterday. But Inshallah is a very, very promising flight line colt, and we're going to hear more about him as the season unfolds.
Samantha Siegel, she's amazing. I love the way she and her family, you know, have named horses over the years, and now she is she heads up JMS Stable. I Can't Help Myself, and I'm sure she's looking in the mirror when she named the horse. But I'll tell you what, he's got some talent. Another 2-year-old, this is a Baffert we haven't discussed, Domus, 5.5 length, first time out, maiden winner, owned by Bioma Corporation. And we'll have to see where he suits up next, Brad.
Well, I would expect him to, you know, probably take a look at the Futurity if he's working right along. And a Baffert-trained debut winner, Domus, he would expect to see him in the closing weekend Futurity, along with He Is No Lie, who lost his chance at the break in the Best Pal. Hughes, Kennington is going to come back. He also did not break well in the Best Pal. He's the horse under the 92 buyer speed figure at Santa Anita. He's going to come back in the Futurity. Domus, I don't know what Phone Booth's status is. He was the runner-up in the Best Pal. So we have, you know, about, at least as of today, 6 or 7 promising 2-year-olds looking for the Futurity on closing weekend.
Brad, safe to say the 2-year-olds, they've lived up to traditional expectations this year at Del Mar.
Yeah, I suppose so. But there's only one, you know, negative thought with regards to that, and that is that there's already been two maiden special weights that were canceled due to insufficient entries.
I saw you writing about that, yeah.
Yeah, there used to be a two-year-old race every single weekend during the two-year-old maiden special weight on dirt, all summer long, every single weekend. But we've already had two of the first four were canceled due to insufficient entries. The race yesterday was loaded. It was like the first big two-year-old maiden race
right.
of summer. Actually, the second, but yesterday was the first big one. And there, the paddock was jammed. Everybody wanted to come down and take a look at that $2.1 million Flightline colt. It's kind of cool to see the excitement with these two-year-olds.
It is, and that's been such a big, big part of Del Mar and Saratoga over the years. And, you know, the purse yesterday, $100,000, tip of the cap to the TOC and everybody involved. Del Mar recognizing the situation. As you noted, Brad, we had two 2-year-old dirt maiden races that didn't fill a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, they're trying to shore up the situation, but it is not easy, as you know.
No, it's not. And I want to give Del Mar Racing Office some props. They've tried a new situation this summer by adding these auction races to the two-year-old program, horses that were sold at auction for $150,000 or less,
right.
or whatever the number is. And it kind of gives some of the other trainers and the horsemen who do not spend don't buy the million-dollar horses like the Baffert outfit does, gives them a chance to run in a maiden special weight, in quotation marks. But it's a restricted maiden special weight. And that might be one reason why those two maiden special weights were canceled, because some of the horses have drifted over into those auction races. I think it's a good move by Del Mar to add these to the program, even if it does detract a little bit from the maiden special weights. But you have to give these guys an opportunity who are spending, anywhere from, $80,000 to $150,000 on a young horse, give them a chance to run a horse in a race in which he or she cannot be claimed.
Right.
So it's a good addition to the program, the auction races.
And you know, speaking of being claimed, one of the big performances on the card yesterday, horse owned by good friends of mine, Mark and Patty Kofer, Van Cougar, yesterday, trained by Jeff Mondy. They dropped in for 16 yesterday. They were 7-2, race 3. And this horse just freaked, Brad, as you saw. Won off by nearly 12 lengths, 3/4 in 109-1, and there was a red tag there. I mean,
I don't know where that race came from.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, he's just a regular, good old-fashioned horse, a 7-year-old gelding. He had never shown that type of speed
Unreal.
In the past. And he never won off by 11 3/4 lengths, and his 93 buyer speed figure was the career high. Again, I think the track yesterday was favoring horses with his front-running style, so maybe the racing surface carried him a little bit, but geez, he won by 11 3/4 lengths, and yeah, he was claimed from Jeff Bondy, but that was an outstanding performance. I'm not sure if it'll be repeated, but yesterday was pretty spectacular.
That kind of redefines bittersweet, the emotion in the winner's circle there. You love to win, but my gosh, you'd like to be able to...
Yeah, when you drop a horse in for,
I know.
40 down to 20, it's you're wide open.
Yeah, so. 7-2, and Francisco Rodriguez, the trainer of record there, was there with the tag. Brad, your best bet in daily racing form comes early. Race 1, Jenny Antonucci, we know her from the East Coast. She ships in for the ship and win money with a horse by the name of Bull Shoals. This is a 3-year-old colt by Morfosa. Going a mile and a 16th on turf, a maiden allowance today. What do you make of his chances?
I think he'll win. I mean, I think he's going to be a really short price as well. He finished second in back-to-back maiden special weights at Saratoga. This afternoon at Del Mar, he takes a huge class drop from open maiden special weight into cowbreds. And this field of cowbreds, it's not the deepest, strongest field of cowbred maidens that we've seen. And I expect Bull Shoals to mow them down late. However, the way that trainer Carla Gaines is rolling right now, I'd have to give a long look to number one, Royal Rumor, who might be quick enough to set the pace in a race where the pace scenario looks a little bit murky. So, yes, I do expect Bull Shoals to win, but Royal Rumor scares me a little bit. Second time long and ran okay, raced greenly last time out in his first route race, but he ran well finishing second. So it looks like a two-horse race. I'm really not that interested in betting Bull Shoals at what I expect to be a short price, but I am interested in maybe bet a little bit later on, Mike, in race number 7, a last out maiden winner facing winners for the first time. Race number 7, number 1, Goody, lightly raced daughter of Collected, trained by Phil D'Amato. I loved her maiden win. She got a perfect trip, and she cruised by, and she won clear by nearly 2 lengths. She has trained very well since then. She's lightly raced. She's getting better. She's already among the fastest in the field. She's not, surprisingly, not the morning line favorite. Goody's is listed at odds of 3-1, but I like Goody's to win race number 7. And if she drops down a tick or so to 5-2, that would be okay. But I do like Goody's in race number 7.
Okay, Phil D'Amato, Hector Berrios teaming up there at a mile on turf, and post time for that at 5:18. One last note on your best bet in print, Bull Shoals. This is supposed to be for cowbred maidens, 3 years of age, and 3 and up, rather. Here's a Kentucky bred, Bull Shoals, but the caveat is it's not just cowbred, it's cowbred or sired. And so yep, this horse is eligible. Somebody must have made Jenna aware of this, and here she is going for some big money. With the ship and win bonuses, she's going to be right at 100,000 if the total pot, if they're able to win here.
Well, I mean, this is the perfect spot for Bull Shoals. And it'll be interesting to see, you know, what they end up doing with this colt after today's race. I mean,
right?
If he is a cowbred, there are cowbred, cow-sired. There's a lot of more opportunities for cowbreds in California than there are in New York.
Yeah, no question. Hey, Brett, always enjoy the time, and you're going to be a busy guy today, I know, with all the advance work on next Saturday's Pacific Classic Day. All the best. Thanks so much. We'll get you back soon.
Thanks, Mike. Talk to you soon.
I appreciate it. Now we say hello to Andy Harrington on behalf of National Turf Private Clocker, nationally noted and respected. Andy, good morning.
Morning, Mike. How you doing?
Doing well. I know you were, you know, excited to see the 7th yesterday with those highly regarded maidens in there, but really only one of them got bet, and that was the winner in Shala. I don't know if you heard Brad, but the winner trained by John Sadler from the first crop of Flightline got a 90 buyer first time out.
Yeah, well, it didn't take a clocky Einstein to figure that the horse could run. I did put some comments in that the horse had gears, which is an unusually positive comment for me. And I sort of think what happened on the backside, Joel got the horse clear by a little bit early, and I think he just let the horse run a little bit, and those gears took in, and all of a sudden he was 5 in front. I think it might have surprised Joel. I could be wrong, but that's what it looked like to me, because I don't think they really wanted to be clear by 5. Mm-hmm. So I think this horse can, you know, easily come back in 3 weeks and run in the futurity. I don't see any reason why. We'll see, you know, out of the race how the horse comes out of it. But, man, it showed an unbelievable amount of run. And like I said, he's got a kick for about an eighth of a mile to 3/16 of a mile that's just wicked. So he's a very interesting horse. I think, you know, maybe going forward, I see no reason he can't race. He didn't seem like a speed crazy horse to me mm-hmm. in the mornings. He rated behind horses, kindly older horses, and went by them in a flash. So I just think he was better than that field, and I do think he can step forward. And we'll see if John Sadler, that is, wants to bring him back in 3 weeks or not. But it's off the Gentry Grade One and that money. So, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, a lot to consider. They paid $2.1 million for him. You know, they're not going to be in a real big hurry to start getting the money back. So we'll have to wait and see. Let's talk today. I want to ask you for your impressions on today's 4-5 morning line favorite in the Rancho Bernardo, and that being a Sweet Azteca. You know, she got a middling 87 buyer in winning the Grade 2 Great Lady M for the second year in a row, you know, back on July 4th. And she's going for was the third year in a row. She's going for a three-peat in today's Rancho Bernardo. How has she trained out of her lone start this year?
You know, this whole year since she's come back, she's trained good, but not as good as she did last year in my mind. They're good, solid drills. I mean, she worked 111 and she did the time. But to me, she seems a little bit less than last year. If there's a chink in her armor, the drills here have been solid, but not, oh my gosh, like she had trained in the past. She's going to have her hands full with Thermal, the rail horse from the John Sadler barn. who's just, I think, gotten better. And in the mornings is tearing up the track in the morning. And the way, you know, from the rail, they're going to have to go, obviously, to try to do a wire-to-wire theft effort. But, you know, Sweetest Deck is going to have to run every step of the way to get by her. So, you know, look, she could win. She's a very classy horse. Sometimes these horses, as they get older, they sort of know the morning and the afternoon and the difference. And they sort of kind of think, you know, she's a great, great horse, so she can work fast and look decent. But, you know, if my mind, she's a little bit less in the morning than she was last year.
Interesting. Now a best bet for radio today, Andy.
Let's go to the next race in the card from the Rancho Bernardo, the sixth race. And this is a maiden $16,000 race. And, you know, the two-horse in here, Hoosac Falls, has really trained well down here for a maiden 16. They get the inside post. They're stretching out, take the blinkers off. Kyle Frey's been up on the horse. They've had some really nice drills. They don't look – Jeff Mullins is a pretty conservative worker. And, you know, and it's, all these drills are big gallop out. So, you know, for this kind of level, I thought the drills were awfully good. And we get 8-1 on the number two horse in here in the sixth grade, Hoosac Falls from the Jeff Mullins part. So that's where we're going to go today.
Sounds good. And race six goes at 4:43 Pacific. Tell us about nationalturf.com and what they can glean from your stuff.
Well, I give grades on all the horses that I've seen and try to give, you know, a little more information to take to the racetrack than what's found in the racing form. So, nationalturf.com.
Andy, have a great day. Thanks so much, and I'll see you next Thursday.
Thank you, Michael.
All righty. Andy Harrington on behalf of National Turf going to take a quick timeout. We're coming back strong, heading to Las Vegas, and a red-hot handicapper, Bruce Finkelstein, on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Then Bob Mazursky will finish things off, heading to South Florida with Toby Callett. Take two with Jonathan Hardoon from Saratoga Springs. This is Thoroughbred LA on the home of the Angels, AM 830, and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and Om, sire of Grade 2 Santa Margarita Stakes winner Om Enjoy. Get your young horses started the right way at Legacy Ranch. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back, Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. And again, my sincere thanks to the guys making it happen here at the Big A. Elliot Kams is with us, Chris Monreal, and downtown Dave Calloway. He's going to be helping out with Angels baseball here in just a couple of hours. Right now, we get up to Las Vegas and check in with Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, on behalf of the listeners, tip of the cap, thanks so much. A nice on-air winner last week, memorized at $6.20.
Yeah, she came off the layup. Boy, she got the perfect trip. I think it was Rispoli who wrote her, and she got the job done. I expect further improvement, though, Mike. She had been away a long time, so she might have a future here. And, you know, these shippers on the turf in Southern California do very, very well, and just another example of it. And we saw that yesterday also with Veronti.
And get your quick opinion on John Sadler's first-time starter yesterday in Shilla. You know, one handily by a length and a half, got a 90 buyer speed figure according to Brad Free. How good might he be?
Yeah, and I don't know that I could add anything that Andy Harrington said. I think he's dead on with his assessment. If you watched her workouts, she really could rate off of horses and finish, and it was a little surprising how fast he was. He's got a tremendous amount of ability, but he might be better, or might be a better runner, with a target or two. So I expect bigger and better things. Hopefully, he can get this runner to settle a little better, because I think, Mike, I think this horse will be even more effective. But I echo everything Andy Harrington said, his assessment of what, you know, about the horse going in.
Going to be fun to watch moving forward. Let's talk today. Do you want to go to Saratoga?
Yeah, let's go to Saratoga. Mike, let's go to the fifth race, and I'm going to give you a horse that I think that Nick Alexander might have wanted to own, and that the reason I mention it, because he names him after all these old big leaguers. How about Ducky Medwick in race 5?
That was my dad's favorite player with the St. Louis Cardinals. Yeah.
Do you know, he's the answer to a trivia question. You know what he is famous for right now still? He is the last National League Triple Crown winner.
Yeah.
Right? 1937.
Because all I can think is American League, Yastrzemski, Frank Robinson, Mickey Mantle.
Cabrera, I think, right?
Yeah.
Miguel Cabrera also, I think, won the Triple Crown for the Tigers. Yeah, he was the last one to do it. So So he's an all-time great player, obviously. And Nick Alexander, I bet he's kind of jealous that he isn't on his horse. But kind of an interesting New York bred. He has been running in mostly allowance races over there, showing some run. He dropped in for a tag for the first time last time out, Mike, and they put him in a one-turn mile. He showed good speed. He ended up getting joined by the eventual winner, Calling Card. They kind of separated from the field at that one-turn mile. And I thought he gave a good account of himself for a little more than six furlongs. Calling Card, by the way, ran yesterday, Mike, for Linda Rice. I think he won by a larger margin next time out than seven lengths. He might have won by 10 lengths yesterday for Linda Rice. He's been gelded, Ducky Medwick. The blinkers come off. He's dropping in class. He's shortening in distance. That last race should put a lot into him. I think he's well spotted here for the upset. Race five, minor upset. Race five, number one, Ducky Medwick, 7-2.
And here's your homework assignment, Bruce. Go ahead and check into Joe Ducky Medwick. He had some fast hands. Guy could fight, apparently.
Yeah. And I don't think he liked it. I was reading up on him a little bit. Mike, he didn't love that nickname.
Is that right?
No, didn't like it.
Well,
I guess he walked a little bit like a duck. He toes out, so
oh, yeah?
That's where he was given. But no, I don't think he was super fond of that nickname.
I saw some quotes one time from Leo DeRocher. He talked about a guy that kind of made a mistake of leaning on Ducky a little bit. It didn't turn out too good.
Well, but he was part of the Fighting Gas House gang.
Yeah, those guys were Pepper Martin, Frankie Frisch. That was a different age. Anyway, let's come on out here to Del Mar for your second pick. 10 of them, and we get underway at 2 o'clock this afternoon, Bruce.
How about the third race, Mike? This is a good cowbred maiden race, and there's lots of ways to go here. I think it's a pretty competitive field, but the horse that interests me is the three, is That You Wing for Dan Blacker. Drew the two posts back almost 3 months ago at Santa Anita in a 4.5 furlong race. The horse directly inside, I think the name it's a Paul Redmore horse called Lease Intended, kind of hopped at the start and made contact on the rear section of Is That You Wing and maybe bothered him a little bit. He moved up. And then on the turn, there was another horse with an incident, kind of a riderless horse. I think maybe he got a little distracted with the riderless horse, even though he was in contention. He still, when it was all said and done, he still ran a decent second that day in a pretty good race. He's come back. I watched his work online, Mike, on August 9th, and early down the backstretch, he had his neck bowed like he wanted to go. Wasn't asked very hard. He won the workout, but they really didn't set him down. And he has the look of a horse that's going to do better with more distance coming off that 4.5 furlong race. I think there's a lot of upside here, and I thought his race was noteworthy on debut. So race three, let's go for the three. Is That You Wing, 8-1 on the morning line.
And post time for race three today at Del Mar, 3:04 Pacific. Again, you're going for two winners in a row on air with us here on Sunday. Bruce, tell us about the website, betonbruce.com.
Full card analysis at Del Mar. We have the last five races of the day at Saratoga. Also, audio is included. Best four plays also at Del Mar, all at betonbruce.com.
Entering this morning for the Pacific Classic next Saturday, a great deal of interest in that card. When is your stuff for Classic Day going to be up, Bruce?
We can try to get it, you know, around dinner time or so on Friday. We'll work on it early. So, yeah, we'll definitely give it a try. Very exciting to see Knightbridge come. He's one of my favorites. I think he is a high-quality horse. I'll tell you one thing about Knightbridge, Mike. If he gets the racetrack to himself, he is going to be very tough to catch, even at a mile and a quarter, which he's never been. But that's an exciting horse for Judd Mott.
Big time. I mean, we lost Nisos and everything, and you hated to see him, you know, retired, going to the breeding shed. But, boy, to get this horse for a guy like Billy Mott, that's huge. And he owns the nation's highest buyer speed figure this year. He got a 122 in his most recent start at Monmouth Park. So it's exciting to have him out here, Bruce.
For sure. And I think the test is going to be the distance. Let's see if he can get a mile and a quarter. He's never gone that far before.
100%. Thanks so much, Bruce. Good luck today.
Take care, Mike.
And close this segment out, as we always do, with Bob Mazursky. You can catch all of his selections and Bob's morning line each racing day in the Southern California News Group papers. Bob, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. How are you doing?
Good. I got to give you a little story. I got a text message late yesterday afternoon. It was after Bob and John's show from a former trainer, now bloodstock agent, very active, Mike Pender. He said, I'm at Del Mar with my mom, and she needs Bob Mazursky's picks. We can't find him anywhere down here. So I went to the Tribune, Sangamon Valley Tribune online. They had him, took a screenshot, and I got him right to Mr. Pender, and he said, thanks very much. Now, I don't know how that turned out, but just nice to know you're in demand, Bob.
No, that's nice to hear. I'm glad there's at least I know I have one fan left.
Yeah, you got one. I also want to mention this, Bob. I don't know how often you watch the simulcast signal, but after yesterday's Solana Beach, Kurt Hoover interviewed Drew Brees, and this was I watch on RTN, and Drew was down there. Of course, he's beloved in the San Diego area. He was traded from the Chargers over to the Saints, where he got a Super Bowl ring, and he was recently inducted into the Hall of Fame. He was in the winner's circle with his 14-year-old son and a bunch of guys that he's on a football team with there in Solana Beach, and his class just came through. It was a great interview. It really was. I enjoyed it, Bob.
No, Drew is a classy guy, and a few people that didn't hear his speech when he was inducted to the Hall of Fame last week should go back and watch it.
Right.
He did a great job there, and him and Larry Fitzgerald both were just tremendous last week.
Yeah, and I mean, Drew, he's one of those guys out of college, like if he came out today, well, I don't know, he's not the prototypical 6'3", 4'5" quarterback with – you know, a John Elway arm, but guess what? This guy didn't make mistakes. He when the big money was down, he was just phenomenal, well-deserved, happy for him. I met him one time. I actually interviewed him at Del Mar when he was still with the Chargers, but just wanted to mention that, Bob. Let's go ahead and take a look at this 10-race card. What do you make of it?
Well, I'm going to go to the fourth race. I like number 3, Disco Tribute, for Craig DeLoffy. The horse runs well fresh. I think he's going to get a great trip. He's not as quick as some others in here, but I think he can sit right behind him, save ground. You know, he'd like having those posts near the inside in these 5-furlong turf sprints. So hopefully he can find a seam late and get up with Kazushi Kimura. So number 3, Disco Tribute in race 4.
Okay, in race 4, and that's one race in front of the pick 6, which will be 5-10 today. Bob, thank you so much, and encourage people. Your stuff is also available at todaysracingdigest.com. Have a great day, Bob.
Thanks, Mike. Take care. Good luck to everyone.
Thank you so much, and we'll hit our final break. Coming back strong, heading to South Florida, going to be checking in with Toby Callett, and then take 2 with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets from Saratoga Springs. Stay with us.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
It's another huge weekend of nighttime racing action at Los Alamitos. Get ready to cash in on night racing's best bets all weekend long, featuring our popular early and late pick 4 wagers and the traditional pick 6. And remember, we'll add $10,000 of new money to the pick 6 pool this Sunday night if there isn't a carryover. The pick 6 promotional pools often reach the $70,000 mark. Our pick 6 pools have hit historic figures this season, including a record $700,000 total pool on June 7th. And racing fans, make your plans now to join us for more stakes racing action this month. The Claiming Futurity on August 16th, the Sergeant Pepper feature on August 22nd, and the Grade 1 Go Man Go on August 23rd. It's great quarter horse racing action every weekend at Los Alamitos. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos. Our races start shortly after the final race from Del Mar.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away.
And welcome back. Final segment, Thurman Los Angeles. Quick word about my good friends at Western Rooter. Listen, folks, if you've got plumbing issues or if you think you're about to have some, maybe there's some telltale signs, the kitchen sink's backing up just a little bit of the shower drain, don't wait, be proactive. Call my good friends at Western Rooter. Family owned and operated for more than four decades by Larry and John Batala, along with Mike and Jenny Glenn. They're open 24/7. Western Rooter does it all. Leaks, clogs, broken water heaters. They can handle any emergency, any job, commercial or residential. And I'm telling you from multiple personal experiences, they are on time and under budget. Give them a call at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and they'll knock 10% off your total invoice. Visit their website, westernrooter.com. You're going to see over 500 five-star reviews. Western Rooter, and we mean it, the best in the West. Right now we get to the best in the Southeast. His name's Toby Callett. Toby, good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning, Mike. I'm just checking in from the South Florida division of the Steppenwolf fan club. So I just wanted to put that out on the air and give Christian his proper props.
Well, in this case, it was Elliot Cams, I think so.
Well, then Elliot gets double props, one for an apology and two because he deserves it.
All right, let's get to it. Are you going to stick at Gulfstream today? Nine races on tap.
Yeah, you got so many guys out there covering Del Mar and, you know, poor old little Gulfstream down here by itself. We'll give them a little push. Ninth race today, just in time to try to get some bankroll together for the Del Mar card. Like the 8th Strategic Reserve, Safi Joseph is putting this $435,000 yearling on sale for a mere $30,000. First-time Lasix ran well in the debut, won easily in the debut. I figure this is one of those, get the money and go from there. The numbers underneath would be the 2, Sean Knows Dancing, the 1, Cajun Gold, and the 5, Maximus Cat. 8215, get live for some Del Mar bankroll.
Okay, terrific. And race 9 at Gulfstream goes at 4:41 Eastern. So theoretically, anyway, that's in front of race 1 today where the turf meets the surf at Del Mar. Thanks so much, Toby.
Okay, Mike. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Take 2 now with Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragas and Sheets. John, good morning. What's going on?
Good morning, Mike. I enjoyed what you had to say about Barkley Tag and his what he had to say about Heisa. Because when an all-time trainer, the guy's in his 80s, Mike. He's been around forever. He's known as the cleanest trainer, and he's all hay and oats, nothing but it. And when he speaks, people should really pay attention.
I know.
He's been around the corner a few times, and I would take what he says very seriously.
One of the benefits of being around as long as he has with you know, his accomplishments in mind, he doesn't have to be that diplomatic anymore. And you know, he's just speaking from the heart. Does that mean he's right about everything? No. But you know what? Where there's enough smoke, you know, we got some issues here, John. And I'm hoping that, you know, more clear thinking can prevail here down the line.
And I also agree with you that bring Lasix back, Mike. It's enough. There's no reason that these older horses that run in stake races have to come off of Lasix. First of all, the field size
yeah.
would definitely increase. It would only help the game. I don't even understand why they stopped doing it. If you don't want stakes horses to run on Lasix, well, why would you want any other horse to run on Lasix? It makes no sense.
I can just tell. Go ahead, John.
No, believe me, when a horse bleeds, well, they're going to be out 3 to 6 months after that, and it could be career-ending. So if they're so interested in the health of the horse, leave them on Lasix. That's all I have to
say. I can just tell you from very limited personal experience, you know, I had a pretty good mare by the name of Sweet Cakes and Shakes that I bred along with a good friend, Nikki Hunt. And, I mean, we had issues with her bleeding. And you got to give them time, but without Lasix, there's no way she has a career, John, and you can do terrible damage if you don't give them the time and treat the bleeding, because you're going to do damage to the lung, the breathing apparatus that is not reversible. It's just, and you're losing a lot of time with horses that could remain in the rotation, so to speak, and be back in action quicker than you know, if you had the Lasix as opposed to not having it. It to me, and I know the people that have been the huge proponents of banning Lasix, it masks everything else. Well, where is the evidence of that? You know, it's a deep subject, but I just think it would be of great benefit to the game if we revisited this regulation.
I agree. And people, if they think they're cheating, cheaters will always cheat, Mike, whether you have Lasix or don't have Lasix. Just like Barkley Tag said, the cheaters are always one step ahead of everybody anyway.
Yeah.
So there's no point to it. Just be smart. Have some common sense, which we don't have.
Well,
anyway,
you Mike, got an abundance of it, along with an awful lot of handicapping skill. Let's get to it, John. Who do you like?
We're going to look at the eighth race today at Del Mar. It's a mile on the main track, Mike, and I have to tell you, not because we like Kurt Hoover and we root for him and everything else, but I absolutely love Big Juanita today.
Yes, sir.
This is a six-year-old gelding who has three lifetime wins. Two of them happen to be at Del Mar. Two of them happen to be at the distance. Bob Hess does a terrific job at Del Mar year in and year out. It looks like they gave this horse time. They're dropping him in. 8-1 on the morning line, ridiculous price. You'll be lucky if you get half of it. Number two, Big Juanita, wins today's eighth race out at Del Mar.
And you talk about the economics of the game. John, just look at the form on this horse. I know for a fact these guys were elated the day they claimed the horse. You know, he won. That was way back. I'm trying, it's been so long, I'm trying to find it. Here it is.
Almost a year ago.
August 28th of last year. And, I mean, he won off by 4.25 lengths that day. They come back at Los Alamitos, and what I thought was a realistic A other than, he runs fourth, and he's managed a third. That's his best finish since. You know the expenses of the game, John. So I wish these guys all the best. I really do. And with a $25,000 purse and maybe cash in a bet, hopefully they can get some of that back. But Big Juanito is going to be the Ragas and Sheets play of the day in race eight. That goes at 5:49. Big Juanito, the two-horse, Abel Lascano for Bob Hess Jr. Tell us about JONHARDON.com.
Three best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Saratoga and Del Mar selections. Tomorrow, by the way, Gulfstream runs that new Monday program, and it's been a success, Mike. It really has. They did a smart thing. They moved to Mondays when they're the only game in town. Well, you can get selections afternoon today, Pacific time, for tomorrow's Gulfstream as well.
John, always a pleasure. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
I appreciate it. Folks, Angels Royals today, 107, and they're back. Harvey Hyde and Chuck Hayes back with their NCAA College Review and Preview show coming up next right here at the top of the hour on AM 830. Thanks for being with us. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.